friends, and welcome to Weston United Methodist Church. To those of us who are in the sanctuary and to those of us who are worshiping online, we give God thanks for this holy time with you. My name is Will, and I serve in our community as the pastor of spiritual formation. And today it's my joy to experience with you a service of worship in the sacred practice of Tizay. As we come together in worship in this sacred way of communing with God, we remember that the practices of the Tizay community lead us into a place of contemplative prayer, that this will be a time of worship where our words will be sparse, and rather there will be quite a bit of time of silence as we listen and wait for a word from God. Our singing does not count as speaking, for our singing leads us into contemplation, and it helps center and ground our minds and our hearts in the goodness of God. The late Sally Honor would always remind us that these songs of our faith help quiet the monkey mind in our hearts. Also want to note that you might find your heart wandering throughout the liturgy today, and that's okay too. It's all about gently returning back to the practice. And so if you experience that wandering or you find that in the quietness your mind is scrambling, just want to offer a word of grace that maybe you could share with yourself. And in the appropriate time, to gently return back to the practice and to resume with our community reflecting on the Word of God. We will also be singing songs that are not all in English. And we invite you to sing in your heart language. So whatever language you feel God moving you to sing in today, we invite you to adopt that language, that together we could raise our voices in song. As we begin our time of prayer, might we begin with our first song in the liturgy.
for Beauty by John
O'Donohue. As stillness in stone to silence is wed, may solitude foster your truth in word. As a river flows in ideal sequence, may your soul reveal where time is presence. As the moon absolves the dark of distance, may your style of thought bridge the difference. As the breath of light awakens color, may the dawn anoint your eyes with wonder. As spring rain softens the earth with surprise, may your winter places be kissed by light. As the ocean dreams to the joy of dance, may the grace of change bring you elegance. As clay anchors a tree in light and wind, may your outer life grow from peace within. As twilight pervades the belief of night, may beauty sleep lightly within your heart.
Handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the heavens he has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, in keeping them there is great reward. But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults. Keep back your servant also from the insolent. Do not let them have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Thank you.
As we prepare to go into our time of extended silence and meditation, I want to ground us in the practice of the saints called Lectio Divina, which is a sacred reading of Scripture. So often we hear the words of Scripture and they pass into our ears and maybe for a moment are in our mind, but they struggle to sink down and become rooted in our hearts. So Lectio Divina is a practice the saints have developed through the centuries to allow Scripture to read our hearts and to map the cartography of our lives. And so this evening, I'm going to read through a fresh translation of a portion of Psalm 19 from the Inclusive Bible. And I invite you to hear it the first time and just to hear the words. If you want to close your eyes and plant your feet and open your hands and be present in that way, this first time we're just going to hear the words. And then the second time that we hear the reading, we're going to listen for a word or a phrase that deeply resonates with our spirit. We're going to lean in and trust that that's a word that God wishes for us to reflect on throughout our time of extended silence. Hear now the words of this ancient prayer in a fresh translation. Your law, Yahweh, is perfect. It refreshes my soul. Your rule is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the naive. Your purposes, O God, are right. They gladden the heart. Your command is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Holding you in awe, Yahweh, is purifying. It endures. Your decrees are steadfast and all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than the purest of gold, and sweeter than honey fresh from the comb. In them your faithful people find instruction. There is great reward in keeping them. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. As we hear these words again, I invite you to listen for a word or a certain phrase that speaks to you, and to meditate on this word or this phrase during our silence, allowing it to speak to the nooks and crannies of your life. Our long silence will begin at the conclusion of this reading. Your law, Yahweh, is perfect. It refreshes my soul. Your rule is to be trusted. It gives wisdom to the naive. Your purposes, O God, are right. They gladden the heart. Your command is clear. It gives light to the eyes. Holding you in awe, Yahweh, is purifying. It endures. Your decrees are steadfast and all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than the purest of gold, and sweeter than honey fresh from the comb. In them your faithful people find instruction. There is great reward in keeping them. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Yahweh, my rock and my redeemer. would regularly get away. But his whole life was grounded in a profound intimacy with God the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. But his disciples took notice of his life of prayer as the foundation of the power of his ministry. And of all the things that Jesus' disciples could ask him, the one thing we have recorded in the scripture is them asking that Jesus would teach them how to pray. Jesus continues to teach us how to pray today. And so together we unite our voices in praying. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Gently transitioning now into the time of our worship that is open to a space of healing prayer. In the Christian tradition, healing prayer is foundational to who we are as those who follow the way of Jesus. We remember how in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed boldly, asking for his deepest needs, for God's presence to be with him in his time of profound agony. It's a mystery, as we offer our words of prayer to God, how those prayers will be faithfully answered, often in ways that we would never have imagined. As Christians, our hope is for wholeness, that God would bring wholeness emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. And so we hold in tension in this time of healing prayer both our deepest hurts and hopes with a profound trust in a God, as we say, would your will be done. We'll have a space over here on the altar rail where it would be my joy to anoint you with oil if you would like to come forward and to receive that blessing. As we are engaging in this time of healing prayer, our singers will be leading us in song, and so you can pray from your seat. You can engage in the singing with our singers. And as you come forward, if you feel so moved, I also want to name that you might be coming forward tonight on behalf of someone in your life who desperately needs prayer. You might be coming on behalf of the healing of our city and of our nation. This altar rail is a holy and profound space of encounter where you can just lay down your burdens and make known to God what it is that is on your heart tonight.
Thank you.
invite you to open your hands in a posture of receipt and to receive this word of blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he leads you. May he guide you through the wilderness and protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again to our doors. Amen.